Voices that inspire the extended interview.
Hey, my name is Alex Workman. My wife and I are photographers, filmmakers, and storytellers here in Tallahassee, Florida.
So, Alex, you have been very busy during the pandemic where some people retreated. You did not. You made a very deliberate attempt to connect with people.
Sure.
What was that about? What are you doing?
Well, quarantine was like the worst nightmare for me because I am an extrovert. My wife jokes that I could be become friends with a wall. And so in a couple months after the world shut down, we launched a project called COVIDware, where we photographed about 250-ish people in our garage, dressed from the waist up and in their pajamas or underwear or yoga pants or whatever from the waist down. We wanted to do something that poked fun at the season that we were in without being disrespectful to the severity of COVID. And then kind of as the pandemic shifted a little bit at the beginning of 2021, I kept having this thought go through my head. The Tallahassee is a community where people are known of, but not known. And so I called my wife. I said, babe, I have a crazy idea. I'm going to have coffee with 100 random people this year. And it was an amazing journey connecting with people that not only that, like people that I've known for a long time, people that I've been Facebook friends with for years and have never actually met, and people that I've never heard of. And it was an incredible journey for me because I feel like if we want to make Tallahassee a better place, connecting with people we don't know and God forbid we disagree with, that allows us to like find grace for one another and find common ground. And that's how we can really build a better community.
So what did you take away from that? Like you personally, like that's a lot of energy. And were there any surprises that hit you or like you walked away and went, wow, I didn't know that? Or?
Probably the craziest thing that happened. So my biggest regret was I didn't journal about the journey. But I remember someone sat down, we were having coffee, and she goes, I'm so glad we finally got to do this. I actually got fired in order to be here. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, my boss told me I couldn't take lunch out of the office. And I said, sorry. And I was like, oh, like literally like lost her job and then drove and had coffee with me. And that was interesting, to say the least. I think I was also surprised the amount of times I got stood up. Not complaining, but we love – there's a website called Calendly. And one of – a lot of people's pet peeve is that moment where you're like, are you free? Are you free? Are you free? Are you free? And it's this back-and-forth email. And so we basically created a public calendar – and it was at calendar.weartheworkmans.com where anyone could sign up. I had time blocks available. And whether there were people I knew or didn't know, we just had coffee. And it was actually awesome because I feel like obviously 2021 was a very polarizing year when, you know, or 2020 as well, right? You have pandemic, you have Black Lives Matter, you have George Floyd, you have the election. Coming into 2021, we did a project in January and February of 2021, collaborating with an organization called the End It Movement, where we were helping. I believe art can change the world, and so we used portraiture of people throughout our community and across the state to help bring awareness to human trafficking. Florida's number three in the nation in trafficking, and I think that the way that artists have the ability to invoke emotion and help compel people to action is oftentimes underestimated. And as I had coffee with people, I just said I was going to take your portrait because that not only helped keep me accountable to say this is something that I'm going to publicly commit to do, but it was also a way to help me broaden the horizon of people that I might have coffee with because I had so many people say, oh my gosh, I saw my friend. I just had to see what this thing was all about. And it helped me have this reminder that we all have margin for community. I think in today's day and age, we wear busy as a badge of honor. How many people do we introduce ourselves to? Or, hey, how are you doing today? Man, I'm busy. And that doesn't really mean much. To me, I feel like it means we're not managing our time well. Because how often do we look at we go to settings on our phone, click on battery, and it shows us that we were having X amount of hours on social media or whatever. There was this time we were sitting at La Florida in Clayman Plaza having coffee, and there's this woman saying, I really wish that I could do this too. And I said, well, why can't you do that? She goes, I don't have time. I said, okay, take out your phone. Go to battery. Tell me how long you're on Facebook this week. And she's like, 17 hours. I said, wow. Do me a favor. Next week, go on Facebook for 15 hours and have coffee with somebody. And I think that it's easy to, in a small insular community like Tallahassee, it's easy to say someone should do something about that instead of saying, hey, like, I'm going to get out from behind my keyboard and I'm going to help build a community for my children and my grandchildren and help champion the place that I call home.
So do you think you and Chelsea and your three children, do you think Tallahassee's the town for you?
So we moved to Tallahassee a few months after we got married in 2014 and absolutely hated it, hated everything about it. We did whatever we could to leave.
What brought you here?
I moved here for work. Soon after, kind of crashed and burned a little bit. And we found ourselves kind of stuck in a lease and in a city, stuck in a lease and in a city that we didn't love. And so the journey for us was we had to say, we have to learn to love where we live, otherwise we're going to be miserable. And I think over the years, that has transformed into saying, we want to build the city we want to live in. And we don't want to be accused of complaining and not offering solutions. There's nothing wrong with criticizing. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, we should do better. We should expect better. But if it ends there, it's very counterproductive. How do we as citizens of our community come to leaders in our community with solutions to the problems that we see, and not just saying like you should do something about this, but hey, here's some ideas, here's some ways that we can overcome challenges. And we joke oftentimes like our random soapbox is like we want more playgrounds. For us, I believe that playgrounds can transform neighborhoods, playgrounds can transform community, everything from it's a gathering place, it allows opportunity for people to be outside. But also, once you have infrastructure and lighting at night and those things, it helps elevate that city as a whole. And as a city, we don't have a single covered, fenced playground in the city of Tallahassee. So I don't know. That's kind of a random tangent, but that's something that Chelsea and I are really passionate about. So if you're running for office in 2021 and you want my vote, build me a playground.
All right. Sounds good.
That's usually my answer every time.
You know,
you're voting for.
I was at Alfred Park yesterday, Alfred Park, and they've put this cool bike obstacle course in there.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I have.
I know that, like, if my kid was little, he would have loved that. Uh-huh. I feel like it's come a long way since kid was little.
Yeah.
I mean, really, even Tom Brown is so much cooler. I mean, the playgrounds of my son's generation. You were like, had to take you're afraid they get hurt.
Oh, for sure.
It was still sort of the metal jungle gym thing.
Sure.
Or those things that would spin around and your kid get flown from. I mean, there was no safety thought.
Well, I'm not saying that to complain, right?
No,
not,
I know. It's just interesting. It is.
I think my mind was open. This is total tangent, so feel free to edit. In Gainesville, there's a park called Depot Park, and I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's absolutely phenomenal. And what's cool is the whole playground is fenced and it's covered, and the city employs like retired folks or folks with special needs to like be park attendants. There's like it's like at the old train station, so there's like a general store where mom and dad can grab a beer or a Coke, whatever, while their kids are playing. But what's awesome is that since it's at that location, like the playground is like shaped like a train, and the stairs are orange crates, and there's a section that looks like power lines and that you can climb on. So it was cool how that community used play as a way to teach history. And I think of all places, being in the capital city of the third largest state in the country, how could we begin to educate kids about the history of our community and of our state through play? I think it'd be pretty incredible.
Yeah, it sounds like definitely.
And no, I'm not running for public office.
I mean, that's a great idea. I can't believe someone wouldn't jump on that. I mean, it really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So you're here now. Are you going to stay?
So we moved here a few months after we got married, and we've bought a house. We have three kids. I think that we've built a business. We, you know, moved here without that, and it's been an amazing journey. We found incredible relationships and friendships here in Tallahassee, and I think we're fortunate enough to be a part of incredible community. And I think it's easy to look at other places and be like, ooh, that's super sexy. Like, oh, Nashville, oh, Atlanta, oh, New York, right? But as a dad, my priorities change, right? It's I don't want to sit in traffic. I don't want to have a two-hour commute. I want to be a present dad so I could be around my kids. And Tallahassee allows me to do that. It allows me to the furthest thing you drive might be, what, Childs High School to the airport or WFSU, right?
Which is and that's my drive every day.
That's your drive. And what is it? Like, at the most with traffic, 45 minutes?
32 minutes on most days.
Right. So, like, I remember when we lived in Atlanta, it would take us from our apartment complex to Publix, it would take us a half an hour. And that was, like, regular. And so Tallahassee allows me to literally buy back my time because that's the most important thing as a dad.
Do you feel that there's enough of a community of your peers, of young professionals building careers and families? Do you feel like there's a network of that here for you?
100%. Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely, like, people – however you slice and dice it, we'll say, like, there's X amount of Tallahassees. When if you want to talk about segregation in the urban environment, people are like, pick a zip code. Or if you want to talk about local versus state, local economy versus state economy, if you want to talk about Florida State, FAMU, TCC. So, like, it's easy to slice up Tallahassee. And I remember when we moved here, there were places that people told us not to go. And we're like, okay, why? And we, like, the first community thing we ever did was start this project called Aerial Tallahassee. And we did that because we didn't know anything about Tallahassee. I remember sitting on Wikipedia. I Googled Tallahassee, Florida. Wikipedia was the first thing that came up. And I was goes, huh, Tom Brown Park. I wonder what that is. And I said, hey, babe, I bought a drone. And I don't know what we're going to do with it, but we're going to explore our city. And that allowed us to, like, learn about our community because it was easy to say, I wish Tallahassee had this, Tallahassee should have this, Tallahassee needs this, but the perspective shift was, these are the assets that Tallahassee has, so let's celebrate it. And I think that was a huge turning point for us in making Tallahassee home.
That makes sense. So this series is called Voices Inspire. Is there anybody in particular that has inspired you in your journey so far?
Well, I mean, obviously my bride, right? She's not only my boss at home, but she's, like, my boss at work. But I'm the idea guy, and she's, like, the one who, she, like, jokes that she's the one who says no, but usually what happens is she's the one who helps me figure out how to make it happen. And so I would definitely not be any bit close to who I am today without her propelling me forward and championing me. And then there's been incredible people here in Tallahassee that have, obviously inspired us. I was thinking, like, this past week, friends, right? I mean, my brother lives here. So people in Tallahassee that have been, like, mentors to us, Tom Patterson is an insurance agent, but he's also a dad and a business owner, and I'm a member of the community, and he's kind of been a mentor to me. Some friends, I mean, I could think of, I guess I like insurance people, but Jonathan and Rebecca Romero, they're incredible folks. Jonathan's an insurance agent, and Rebecca's, like, this PR savant, but they have been incredible friends who have kind of taught us about Tallahassee and welcomed us. We go to church at Downtown Community Church, and we love the community that we've found there. And we were involved early on at Domi Station. And so there's been incredible people that we still connect with today, from folks who are no longer in Tallahassee, like shout outs like Lucas Lindsay and Frank and Emily Valcarcel, that we still keep in touch with and work with to this day. We're big fans of Aaron and Adrian Kautz. They have a company called One Fresh Pillow, and we were grateful to like collaborate with them. We do a lot of the photography for their brand, and it's been amazing to see them come into incredible success. And so I think it's we found like different relationships that are unique to different aspects of our life. There's people that we connect with about business things, and people that we connect with about parenting things, and people that we connect with about teach me about the internets, right? But it's funny how we moved to Tallahassee, and then my brother moved here, and then he got married, and now they have a kid. And Chelsea's sister just moved here a couple weeks ago, and 2017 her dad moved to Mexico Beach. And so it's kind of been amazing to see how we're having family kind of gather in our community, which is incredible now that we have kids, and the joy that our kids have as we play in the backyard and sit around family being close to them, because that's not something I got to experience as a kid.
That's great. All right, well, last question. So what keeps you inspired in the work you're doing? What keeps you – you have a lot of energy. You have a lot of passion. And it comes out in your photography and the projects you do. What keeps that going?
I believe that everyone has a story, and that story is valuable. And I believe that it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you're black or white. It doesn't matter if you're Florida State, FAMU, TCC, city, county, state. I don't think that matters, because people as humans are more important than like the labels in which we give ourselves or other people give us. And I want to use art to help breathe humanity. We found this, like, breathe humanity into people, breathe humanity into the political process, breathe humanity into like oftentimes a very bureaucratic community, because at the end of the day, we're going to go home and we're going to be with our family or be with our friends or connect on that level. And I think if we connect as parents or spouses or like at the very least members of Tallahassee, we can find common ground and we can find grace. And so what what inspires me is seeing joy in people's faces. I want people to feel beautiful, because I believe they are. And I love when someone walks in front of my camera and says, I hate getting my picture taken. And to me, that's like I would say hold my beer, but I don't drink beer. So like hold my bourbon or hold my coffee, right? But we oftentimes are told how we should look or how we should act or how we should be. But oftentimes, like, we aren't encouraged in the confidence in which who we are. And I believe that we're honored and grateful that we've been given a platform and an opportunity to use art to breathe life into people. And that's what keeps me going every single day.
That's great. All right. Any last thoughts you want to add, Alex, before we wrap it up?
I would just say from the 100 Coffees Project, like, huge thank you to Paper Fox Coffee in La Florida for letting me take tables for hours at a time throughout 2021, where I really believe that hospitality is like great hospitality is indicative of great communities. And we have incredible locally owned places to frequent. And I would encourage the people who are listening to go get to know your barista, be a regular at somewhere local, and we can all kind of build our community together. When we go visit places, what do we think about? We think about what we ate and what we drank and what we did, and usually leading with what we ate and we drank. And so I think as a community, especially with a lot of visitors from the universities to the legislature, how are we building a hospitality culture where people come and then share with their friends and their family about the things they ate and drank in Tallahassee?
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing all this with us and inspiring me.
Thank you for all you do for our community. You make it a better place.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that I can help. So we end this the same way by you just saying your name and what you do.
My name is Alex Workman, and my wife, Chelsea, and I are photographers, filmmakers, and storytellers here in Tallahassee.